It is a good budget and a budget that I support. It is a fiscally responsible budget because it brings back into the equation of budgeting at the federal level a principle of fiscal discipline, which is called the pay goal rule. And that is, if you're going to create a new program, you got to find a way of paying for it. If you're going to create a new tax break, you got to find a way of paying for the tax break. The budget resolution also addresses a wide number of programs that are very important to Colorado, and programs that I have heard from a number of different people in Colorado want me to support. They include, for example, an additional $552 million for the COPS program. That program has put over 100,000 cops on the streets of our nation. I strongly believe in law enforcement for our country, and that we have to do what we need to do to make sure that our communities are safe and secure. For Colorado, this means approximately 1,300 police officers who work on the streets of our state. We also have included additional money for veterans programs. We have over 1 million veterans that have come back from Operation Iraqi Freedom, as well as the war in Afghanistan. We need to make sure that we're not shorting our veterans when they leave the Department of Defense and hit our street and get back into the citizen workforce. And finally, I will comment that the National Renewable Energy Lab in this budget is funded at $385 million above what the president has requested. This will be an effort on our part to make sure that Colorado remains at the tip of the spear as we engage in this energy revolution and as we do everything we can to make sure that Colorado becomes the lead energizer bunny of the 21st century. The summit will be held at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center. It begins at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we are inviting the people of Colorado to attend to understand the future of energy for our state. Last year, we had 600 participants. This year, we expect to have 1,000 participants. That summit is a bipartisan summit. Governor Ritter and Mayor Denver, Mayor Hickenlooper, as well as members of the congressional delegation, Senator Ellard, Congressman Lamborn, and Congresswoman Musgrave will be participating, along with Democratic colleagues like Ed Perlmutter, Mark Udall, and John Salazar. And what our hope is that we will be able to put a focus on the opportunities that we have for energy and Colorado's future on renewable energy and deficiency